Welcome to our service for Sunday the 9th of January. I've been away this week, so our address today is from Richard. In fact, it's an address he wrote for last week, but it couldn't be given because we had to cancel the service at Pembrin. As I speak, we are still trying to work out the implications of the unchanged COVID regulations for the next few weeks in church. But because of that glitch last week, the collect and readings here are those set for the baptism of Christ, but Richard's theme is Epiphany, the feast we celebrated on Thursday this week. We are, of course, now in the season of Epiphany, as we can tell from the Christmas trees that are sitting in the back of our gardens or wherever we've put them. We begin with a great non-conformist hymn. Its refrain became proverbial in our culture. Count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey.
We begin our time of penitence today with words from the Old Testament reading. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the Feast of the Baptism of Christ. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us, who are born again by water and the Spirit, that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 1 to 7. Thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning in chapter 3. In the wilderness, John proclaimed a baptism of repentance. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Down in the valley with my Saviour I will go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me I will follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won.
Christmas has come, and also the New Year, and, if we are honest, we would probably have to admit that most of us, indeed if not all of us, have been feeling rather exhausted. We do it every year, the mad rush to buy all the presents before the shops close, remembering to order the turkey in time, and if we are really organised, to make the Christmas cake well in advance. Then there is the hard slog, or so it seems, of writing all those endless Christmas cards, and then finding enough space to put up all the cards we have received. This year, like Christmas 2020, was also affected by COVID, and the restrictions that have had to come back in place. COVID, it seems, will be with us for a long time. Infection rates are rising rapidly across the world. War, famine, and persecution are everyday news, news which always seems to be gloomy and bad. Is there a light in this darkness as we move forward in the new year? We can be reassured as we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany. The focus of Epiphany is on the light that has come into the world, Jesus Christ. Before we go any further, let us look at the meaning of Epiphany. It means a moment of sudden and great revelation, and it can be life-changing. For me, my moment was on the Alpha course, on the first evening, listening to Nicky Gumbel talk about Jesus. And I suddenly realised that Jesus was real, and the Bible was not just a fairy story. It was an amazing moment, and the course of my life was changed forever. St. Paul had his moment on the road to Damascus. The actor David Suchet had his moment in a hotel in New York whilst reading Romans 5. Now, the sermon today is in fact based on two readings from last Sunday, and they are Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, and St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, which is in fact the story of the three wise men. And there is a link between the two readings, which will become apparent later on. Matthew is the only one of the four Gospel writers who gives us this wonderful story of the wise men from the East, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh to present to Jesus. These wise men are indeed exotic and mysterious figures. Traditionally, magi means wise men, but they have also been described as kings. We Three Kings of Orient Are is one of my favourite carols, as it tells the whole story of Jesus. It has that incredibly haunting, very expressive verse. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, tells of his death and Calvary's gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. There is not much historical information about these wise men and their journey. St. Matthew says they came from the East. They've also been called Caspar, Melchior and Balthazar. But, as I understand it, those names came much later. I have often wondered about the wise men and what prompted them to start their journey. I wonder what they saw in the sky that first night. What was it that got them thinking? What was it that motivated them to pack and begin a journey to who knew where? Something had been revealed to them, but what was it? Was it in the sky, in their mind, in their heart? I don't know what was in the sky, what they saw that first night. I don't know what was in their minds, what they thought, asked or talked about. I don't know what was in their hearts, what they felt, dreamed or longed for. I do know that there have been times in our lives when each have experienced a moment of epiphany. I can think of times when the night sky is clear and the stars ultra bright in the sky, and suddenly we can see beyond the confines of our earthly existence and gain some comprehension of the beauty, the immensity and the timelessness of God's creation. Our hearts seem lighter, our burdens less onerous. It is, in its way, an epiphany moment. Epiphanies are those times when something calls us, moves us to a new place, and we can see the face of God in a new way, enriching our very human soul. Perhaps that's what happened to the wise men. They began to see and hear the stories of their lives. Something stirred within them, and they began to wonder, to imagine that their lives were part of something much larger. Could it be that the one who created life, who hung the stars in the sky, noticed them, knew them, lived within them, and was calling them? Could it be that the light they saw in the sky was a reflection of the divine light that burned within them, that burns within each one of us? We need to remember the times they were living in, when the transport was a horse, camel or donkey. When they started their journey, they had no idea that to start with, they had to go to Jerusalem. How long would it take, and what would happen when they got to Jerusalem was uncertain. What they did know is that they had to do it. We are all on a journey through this life and beyond, and we have to trust in God to show us the way. There is a lovely prayer meditation by Thomas Merton, and it is this. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, although I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always. Though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me and will never leave me to face my perils alone. If we remember anything about this story, then it is likely to be that the Magi gave three gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. Let us look at these three gifts for a moment, for they are rich in layers of meaning. Our Epiphany hymn of Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness speaks of gold of obedience, suggesting the obedience we owe to Christ as our true King. The wise men may themselves have been kings, ruling a kingdom, we don't know. But however powerful they may have been in their sumptuous gifts, they acknowledged that Jesus deserved their allegiance, just as a subject owes his allegiance to a king. The wise men's gifts get more curious as they go along. Frankincense has been a powerful symbol of worship and prayer, as it says in Psalm 104:1, O Lord, I call to you, come quickly to me. Hear my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the everlasting evening sacrifice. And so we come to the most mysterious of the wise men's gifts, myrrh. In ancient times, myrrh was a resin used for embalming the dead. The third gift gives a bittersweet tone to the story of the wise men who follow a star to find Jesus. Jesus is not long born, and one of the first presents he receives is a gift to be used at his burial. There is a stark reality to this third gift. The crib points to the cross. The joy of Jesus' birth points to the shadow of his death on the cross. And of course, that death was for all. All are included in the embrace of Christ's love. And this story of the wise men is the first story in the Gospels to indicate this truth. Those wise men travelled a long, long way. The journey was long and hard for them. The 20th century poet T.S. Eliot captured this hauntingly in the opening lines of his poem entitled Journey of the Magi. A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year, for a journey and such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. The word epiphany literally means showing or revealing. And this moment, this epiphany moment, was when Jesus is shown or revealed to the Gentiles, to people who have never heard of him. It is the epicenter of epiphany, and is often referred to as the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. In our own increasingly secular society today, there are people around us who have never really heard of Jesus and the loving ways of God revealed through him. This Feast of Epiphany gives those of us who are privileged to know and love God a challenge. How do we bring the knowledge of Christ and his love to those who don't know him? When thinking of Epiphany moments, there is perhaps none greater than the conversion of Saul, later Paul, on the road to Damascus. He went from chief persecutor of Christians to being the chosen one to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. If anyone ever doubts about the transforming power of Jesus, just remember St. Paul. Paul became the bearer of the message that is symbolised in the story of the Magi. God can use all of us, no matter how weak or frail we seem to ourselves. Strength comes from Jesus and will sustain us through all the trouble that might befall us. What we have to do is trust in him for everything in our lives. Amen.
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today are led by Anthea. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. En tad yr hynwyt yn y nefoedd, sanctyddiad y enw, dyled y dernas gwnela dy ywychlys, megis yn y nef fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion fel y maddewn un ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni y brofed i gaeth, Eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, canu sydd o ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, as you have called us, make us worthy of our calling, that in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we may rejoice in your love and saving power, and proclaim your presence and glory in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, Almighty Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for our baptism, for those who brought us to faith, who inspired us by their words and example. We pray for the outreach work of the Church and for all those who have never heard the Gospel clearly. We pray for the leaders of our Church here in West Wales, for Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Eileen, for John, our local area dean, and for Matthew and Judith, and for the retired clergy, John Rowlands and John Powell, who have helped and continue to help keep our churches open. And we pray for Richard as he begins his journey towards ordination. We give you thanks for all those people whose daily lives are about giving, be it medical or physical assistance, teaching, training and encouraging, loving, caring, supporting or praying. All the many ways that one life can be blessed and enriched by another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for our world today. We pray for peace where there is conflict, hope where there is despair. We pray for all those whose homes and livelihoods have been destroyed by natural disasters, from flooding, forest fires, tornadoes or earthquakes. And we pray for those suffering as a result of the global pandemic. We pray for the work of the aid agencies, for Compassion UK, for Tear Fund, as they seek to bring both spiritual and physical aid in these challenging times. Merciful Father, we turn to you as our source of strength and hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With COVID cases still increasing, we pray for many families struggling with life at present, through illness, loss of work, mounting debt and anxiety. May we be there when needed by our own family and close friends, but also when our neighbours close by and further afield need a shoulder to lean upon or simply a helping hand, that as community, together, we can share your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are frail and elderly, and for those who are sick. Give them courage, hope and peace, that the knowledge that you are with them in their weakness, pain and suffering. We pray especially for those who have no one to help them, that in their loneliness they may know that you are always with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the bereaved. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them. Be with them in their sorrow. Uphold them with your strength. Let them feel your presence in their hearts, that they may know that they are not alone in their struggle today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Truth you now bring us, shine on me.
May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.